Blog Talk Radio.
Radio. I am your host, Sherry Edwards, on this beautiful summer day. Glad you could join us. Very happy that you could take time out of your busy day to be with us. We are sponsored today by the Sound Health Research Center. It's the Institute of Bioacoustic Biology located in southeastern Ohio. Our current project, and I'm having trouble recording. Our current project is a giveaway. Give a way. Three words. We want to provide you a way to bring bioacoustics to your community, to your family, and give away as in give it to you for free. So we are repeating our series. We've added another course to it this time. We are repeating our series of free courses and free software. Now, the software will only be provided to you for 30 days. We just had a wonderful nutrition class that was only taken down yesterday. So we went ahead and did the show live, recorded it, and then we played it for a week continuously, 24 hours a day. So any of you that wanted to watch it at very odd times, or if you're from another country, you could watch it then. Next show will be muscle performance. Now, it's not muscles as in are your muscles weak or strong. It's muscle performance as in a softball team, a batter, a skater, a kicker, a bicycler. So it's all broken down for you so that this is a way that you can go to different teams or different people who have sports concerns, even if it's just lifting a barbell, and you can look at what muscles are weak or strong or what muscles will work now and not later. One of them is golf swing, and we have a whole program about golf swing, but we incorporated it into this one. For instance, when Tiger Woods was having all of that trouble with his wife and having affairs, he also wasn't golfing very well. And the same muscles that you use to twist your lower back in a golf swing are the thrust muscles that a man uses in sex. So a little overlap there. And those are the kinds of things that you can look at. Moon, I am recording. Thank you for the chat. We have a chat going in both rooms. For those of you who are with us on Blog Talk and listening to us, because there's better sound there, we also put a link to the simulcast video broadcast that we're doing on WebEx, so you can watch the show and see what's going on. Sometimes the sound on WebEx isn't great, so we send you back to Blog Talk Radio to listen, and we get more credit, too. If you go over there and listen, we get credit for you being there, and we get some kind of special privileges if we have so many people on there, so that helps us out too. So the next muscle performance, Moon has posted it in the chat on WebEx, is July 28th, and we will be providing you free software, free class, free textbook. Now, people say, why? Why is she doing this? Because, one, well, we're nonprofit, and so we're supposed to be serving the public, but two, the issues have gotten so bad, and we're not getting any help. Everybody's talking about it. Oh, this is happening, and this is happening, and this is happening. And we're going to talk about some of that today, and you'll see the need for what I'm talking about. But we are providing the tools for you to be able to support your own self-health, the health of your family, and hopefully the health of your community. And we're hoping that if we give you these seven programs, free programs, and you've got them for a month, 7 months worth of programs, that's enough for you to earn your money to get started in a Bioacoustic Community Center. It's enough money for you to be able to take the professional class and really do something about what's going on. So join us there on Blog Talk Radio. I have posted the call-in number for all of you who want to listen. The call-in number for Blog Talk, 347-850-1407. And if you want to talk to us, you can call in. And I will try to watch all of these boards at once as we go on. And there's a lot of information that we want to pass on for you today. We're going to talk about, are you afraid? Do you feel safe? And we're going to look at how the government has failed us. Give you examples. Thank you, Not Talking One, for putting that feed up there. We are going to be talking about some private personal things for me and also some global things for all of you. So we're very happy that you're here. Recently, my Aunt June died, and she didn't die of old age. She didn't die of a heart attack. She didn't die of shingles. Her family took her to the hospital one night. Actually, her great son-in-law, her granddaughter's husband, and he dropped her off at the hospital, and he went on to work. When she got to the hospital, she was just having a little trouble breathing, and she does have a pacemaker, but good Lord, it was so hot here. It was incredibly hot, like 104, so I can see why she was having trouble breathing. They brought her in. They put her in intensive care. They took away her food. They took away her water. They took away her oxygen. They decided that it was time for her to die. Now, granted, she was 80 years old. And if we'd have thought about it, we should have reported she still has a job. She's still a taxpayer. Now, she only came here to work at Sound Health and puttered around and took care of us and did what she wanted and sat down when she wanted. So they decided it was time for her to die. They didn't really ask anybody. There was nobody there to ask. Her family was all out working. Her daughter, who she lives with, was out taking care of another uncle that was on his deathbed. And I just hit the microphone, and I'm terribly sorry if that crashed your ears. I was trying to write myself a note about my other uncle who just died also. So June lingered in intensive care, and them telling her, the family, that she was just too old and she just needed to die. She lingered for 6 days that way. Finally, Cindy, her daughter, slipped her some water. And she started to come out of it because she was getting some water after 6 days. At that point, when they saw that she was rallying a little bit, they decided to unhook her pacemaker. And she died within the hour. They're allowed, the hospital, is allowed to do that now based on what's going on with Obamacare. And Time magazine, a few weeks ago, ran a whole edition of How to Die. And in there, the hospital, the government, is offering bonus checks to the children if they will kill their grandparents off early. So, are you afraid to go to the hospital by yourself? Do you feel safe in a hospital now? I think not. And one of the things, well, we'll get to government in a minute, but one of the things that's happening is the government is sponsoring a series of buildings being put up, and they're the ones in our community are called the Laurels. and they send you there when you're going to die. And they give you morphine to slow down your senses so that you can die peacefully and early. Not that you agree to die, but your family can agree that it's time for you to die and get their bonus check. Because it takes a lot of money and expenses to keep you alive. Now, it doesn't occur to them that if you look at war, spending trillions of dollars on war and only billions of dollars to keep people alive, but it's time to go. You're not resourceful. You're not productive. Time for you to go. And that's why I said we should have said about June, we should have told them that she has a job. Now, one of the things, and I don't remember who said it, probably Pythagoras or somebody like that, Hippocrates, make a habit of two things, to help or to at least to do no harm. Now, why do they get to kill her? Why does she not get to come to work the next day when it was so hot she couldn't breathe? A moment of silence there. And the laurels, they're putting them up so that they can complete Obamacare, so they don't have to spend money on somebody who's crippled or blind or needs a pacemaker or has to have this kind of thing going on. I think hospital care is getting to be incredibly bad. We had one case here. The woman had bad stomach pain, bowel pain, and so much pain that she couldn't stand it. Her family convinced her to go to the local hospital. While they're there, they say, yes, you have a bowel obstruction. No wonder you're in pain. Take this Cipro. Now, the woman was had a known problem with blood sugar. They gave her Cipro, sent her sugar sky high, nearly put her in a coma. Says right on the Cipro instructions, do not give this to a diabetic. Do not even give it to somebody who is hypoglycemic. Not just hyperglycemic, but hypo, low and high. They did it anyway. Nearly killed her off. Okay, do you trust emergency room? Are you afraid of emergency rooms? Do you feel safe now? Probably not. Another case. A girl came to us and she had constant pain in her feet. She's trying to work and they had her on such high doses of Vicodin, a very strong painkiller, that she couldn't function to work and feed her family. She came here, she said, please help me. I need off of this Vicodin. I can't stand the pain without it. I can't stand the mental confusion with it. She had had an operation on her feet. She had too many bones, a genetic problem. Too many bones in her feet, and they had operated, taken bones out, reconstructed her feet. She's at the hospital. This pain is really bad. Okay, here, take a pain pill. Take a pain pill. When we did her vocal print here at the center, the woman had gout. It took us less than 20 minutes to get rid of all the pain. Well, she actually did it. We just supplied the information and the sound, to get rid of gout pain. She'd had this pain for years. She'd been popping these Vicodins for years, and they didn't even check. Do you trust your doctor? Are you afraid now to go to your doctor? Do you think you ought to be more resourceful? Another case, another girl came here, and her mother brought, she's just kind of out of her, she just couldn't function. Turns out they took her off one medicine without slowing her down, so she had bad withdrawal, and they put her on another medication. It was totally the wrong medication for her. She went to the hospital, and they did right by her, but she went back to her doctor, and the doctor was very upset with her for going to the hospital. And her mother's a nurse. The mother took her to the hospital because she knew how bad she was. Do you feel safe? This entire idea of do you feel safe and are you afraid comes out of our project to help people get healthy and stay healthy and do predictive medicine. We can see where you're going years ahead of time. For cancer, look at your vitamin A and your nutrition, your free nutrition program. Look at your catalase, which is in the nutrition program. It's an enzyme. Look at calcitonin. Those three things, how the body functions with calcium, how it looks at vitamin A, and how it gets rid of trash out of your system. We can look at cancer coming years ahead of time. And we just provided that program free to the public. I think this is incredible in what's going on. I don't think we have a democracy anymore. I think we have an absolute hypocrisy. Do you folks remember when we showed Jack Abernoff? Do you remember that? Where we had CBS News, I'm trying to find it here. It was with Leslie Stahl, and it was CBS News. We were looking at how Jack Abernoff, a lobbyist, came in and said he could buy almost any congressman and have that congressman do his bidding. That's the only way I can put it. So here it is, Leslie Stahl on whatever radio or TV show that is that helps, see if it's on this one. It is not. I thought I would go ahead and show it to you, but I can't find it. But it was about how he could buy tickets by the staff, essentially, of all these congressmen, and he could get the congressmen to do any of his bidding. He just told them how to vote. Now, he was a lobbyist for who? The milk consortium, the big pharma, FARMA, Monsanto. So here he is, and he will vote any way that they want him to vote. And excuse my typing as I try to bring this back up. Here it is, 60 Minutes. And Leslie Stahl, and this is too long for us to play. And we've played it once on the show before. You could go back and pick it up, or you could just use this link, which is what I was trying to do. So I put the link in. Oh, I sent it to Agnes privately. I want to send it to everyone. This is the link for Jack Abernoff. But you can go to YouTube and just put in Jack Abernoff, 60 Minutes Lobbyist. And this just curls your hair. You just can't understand how this one man could collect millions of dollars from these companies who wanted votes their way, and this guy would make it happen. We thought we elected good and honest people, but we did not. Elected people who could be bought. It's absolutely incredible. So, do you trust your congressman now? You probably shouldn't, because they can be bought. And there was one congressman that said, well, we didn't even look at the bill. We just voted the way he told us to. What kind of congressman is that? There are other things going on in the country that really, really bother me. And I'm going to show you one that we can't even do anything about. Are you worried about your job? Are you worried about having money to pay your house payment? Are you worried about unemployment for your children? Well, here's another show, and this is only 2.55 minutes long. I'm going to play this. And it is NBC News again.
Is always looking for ways to bring American jobs back to America. So this week, it was shocking to learn so many great infrastructure projects are underway in America, rebuilding bridges and roads in American cities, but they've hired Chinese firms and Chinese workers. Why? 2020 anchor Chris Cuomo is the captain of our Bringing America Back team, and he decided to track down those people who made these decisions.
Rebuilding America's crumbling infrastructure is now a priority.
Help us rebuild this bridge. Help us rebuild America. Help us put construction workers back to work.
In New York, a $400 million renovation of the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. In California, a whopper, a $7.2 billion new bridge to connect San Francisco and Oakland. And in Alaska, a proposed $190 million bridge project. Sounds like a great opportunity for government spending to actually lead to real jobs. The problem? Much of the work is going to Chinese government-owned contracting firms.
When we're subsidizing jobs in China, we're not creating any wealth in the United States.
In Alaska, outraged union workers took to the airwaves with an obvious point.
This is not the time to send more jobs to China. Our tax dollars will provide hundreds of jobs there, not at home.
U.S. law actually requires major infrastructure projects to buy America when the cost difference is reasonable. In California, U.S. firms say they would have met those guidelines, but state officials decided to turn down federal money for a major part of the bridge, allowing a Chinese company to get the job at a cost of almost 3,000 American jobs and a potential $1 billion boost to the struggling California economy.
It would have had a multiplier effect because it would have not only given thousands of Californians jobs, but also the subsequent spending would have been reinvested back in our economy.
Is this the best way to bring America back? We went to California officials who claimed the Chinese could do the work faster and cheaper.
Why can't the Americans do it as quickly as the Chinese? What makes them so special?
One issue that you will consistently hear every time you go to a fabrication site in this country is that they struggle at this point in time to obtain welders. That is an issue in this country.
So can you say that you guys have done everything you can to keep jobs here in building this bridge?
Absolutely.
But would American companies have done it, Chris, for a little less money and tried to race it along?
The U.S. firms say absolutely. They say they could have done this job. And there's a bigger point here. It's not a level playing field. The Chinese firms are state-owned. They don't pay their workers as much. That's why the Buy America laws were passed. If states can get around them, Diane, we'll never bring America back. You have to enforce the rules to let American companies play.
Wow. So let me get this straight. We borrow money from China, trillions of dollars that we can't pay back. Then we take that money that we borrowed and we're paying interest on, and we give it to the Chinese. We give it back to the Chinese.
We the people.
Another commercial coming up. I don't understand. With our employment standing at, what, 8.2%, and they're going to move in a Chinese firm with Chinese workers to build a bridge that our people say they could have done? Is this the union that's paying Americans too much and they can come in and use Chinese slave labor? What's wrong with this picture? Thousands and thousands of jobs. I just don't understand. Here's another one that I just think is absolutely incredible. To set this up as a carload of teenagers, they're out driving and smoking cigarettes. The police stop them and decide that they're going to make them take pee tests to see if they're smoking marijuana. Well, one of the kids in the car is the son of two policemen, but he doesn't tell them that. So these police people wrote their own warrant, took these kids to the hospital, and this is what happened.
Good evening, everyone. A college student has filed an $11 million lawsuit against police in central Utah.
He claims they forced a catheter in him when he refused to consent to a search for marijuana.
Fox 13's Ben Winslow is live in studio with us tonight with the exclusive story. Ben.
Stephen Cook has filed this lawsuit against the Stampede County Sheriff's Deputy and police in Ephraim. Now, he claims he was only smoking cigarettes with his friends, and the police were out of control when they searched them for drugs.
I don't think it's right what they did, and I'm pretty sure they turned it to other people. You know, it made me feel like an animal.
Stephen Cook says he was smoking cigarettes with his friends back in 2008 when police approached their car. Police claimed to smell marijuana and searched the Snow College students. According to this lawsuit, Cook claims police brought in a canine and Snow couldn't find marijuana. An officer claimed to have found a glass pipe in the trunk, but then asked Cook, who was a passenger in the car, to drive his friend's car to the police station.
If somebody's under the influence of marijuana, the last thing you want to do is put them in the car and drive. That goes against every statute that the state has. And so that's where it gets a little frustrating, and then it just gets out of control from there.
At the police station, Cook claims he was put in a holding cell, and officers demanded he take a drug test.
And I asked for an attorney, you know, because I didn't know if this was right what they were doing. And so once I did that, they said, well, we're getting a search warrant, so we're going to have your urine by the end of the night.
Police got a warrant and took him to the hospital, where Cook claims they forced a catheter into him to get the urine sample.
The nurse told him to hold my shoulders, so he held my shoulders, and then the nurse undid my pants and wiped me down with iodine of the tube. And then they took me to jail.
Cook says he was arrested for marijuana possession and resisting arrest for refusing to give that urine sample.
This is being used as a punishment to try and get them to comply. And rather than employing a simple blood test, they're forcibly catheterizing these people.
Absolutely. We deny the allegations. The lawyer for the police and San Pete County points out that Cook struck a plea deal with prosecutors to the marijuana charge. It allows for the charge to be dismissed if he complies with probation.
Whatever happened to him in terms of the catheterization was done pursuant to a warrant, a bodily fluids warrant issued by a judge, so it was under the
lie.
Court order. I'd like them to be accountable for what they did.
Now, asked about the plea in advance, Cook, who is the son of two police officers, said he did challenge the police warrant. He lost in court. He says he is still fighting in court to have the overall charge dismissed. Bob and Hope?
So, Ben, have there been lawsuits similar to this one in the past?
Yes, there was a similar lawsuit that was filed back in 2008, about the same time that this incident occurred in neighboring Sevier County. And in that one, a woman alleged that she underwent a forced catheterization. Now, that lawsuit was ultimately dismissed in favor of the police. The judge in that case ruled that the woman could not prove police acted with malice and that their intent overall was to bring her to justice for the charges that she was facing at that time.
All right, so that may affect this lawsuit, or do we just have to wait and see what happens here?
Well, the lawyer for San Pete County certainly believes that that will have a bearing upon this case. It just remains to see how far it goes in court. Discovery depositions are next. We may not see a trial until about 2014, if it goes to trial, if it isn't settled before that.
That just seems crazy, doesn't it? And the warrant was not signed by a judge, as the policeman said. It was just signed by whoever was there at the moment. It didn't go through any kind of court, but Homeland Security allows the policeman and whoever now to sign their own warrants. So if they want in, they'll come in. Someone, I think it was Laura, sent me a video, which I cannot find now. But if you see it on, I'll try to post it on our Facebook or our website. It's about a man who was stopped in some kind of inspection to see if he was a citizen. It was in Arizona. It was not on the border. And the police asked him if he was a citizen. And he asked, is this a border? Is there a problem here, officer? And All he was required to do was identify himself. He's not required to say whether or not he's a citizen. And they said, pull over here. And he said, no, thank you. And they get out of the car, I think. No, thank you. You know, when we had the guy on how to keep yourself from getting arrested, I think his name was Canfield, I can't remember. He said, be polite, but just don't comply. They'll get in your face, they'll even spit in your face, pretending they're just yelling, but they're really spitting in your face. Just close your eyes and bear it and be polite, and they can't do anything. This guy went through three of these checkpoints, and each time when he said, no, thank you, officer, when they said, pull over here. No, thank you, officer, I want to be on my way. And finally, they just told him, okay, go ahead. They really don't have a right to do this, but they're doing it anyway. Do you feel safe on the road? Well, not in this case. And Tennessee has given the TSA, Transportation something or the other, Nazis, permission to stop anybody on any of their roads anytime. So you really don't have to comply with this. We're getting a comment here in the chat room when they're having this big to-do about Romney outsourcing. Well, these bridge things, how big of an outsource is that? That's incredible, but you never hear it coming up about Obama. Even when Georgia court, it was Dale Carson who was the arrest proof yourself person, even when in court, Obama's lawyers have admitted that his birth certificate was a forgery, they're still letting him run for president. Why? If it's a fake, if he won't produce the real, okay, what's the big deal? He's not a natural-born citizen. He lied. He faked. He forged. Do we want a president like that? I happen to think they're like one and the same. Romney did say he would appeal Obamacare, and I'm all for that. One reason to vote for Obama. But really, I don't want to vote for either one of them. But I think if people vote for Obama, they're voting for, I love the way things are, status quo, send all the jobs to China. They're voting for Romney, they're at least voting for change. So here's another one. Do you feel like your children are safe? I don't know how long this is, but I will try to hurry it up. Well, here's one. I'll show this first. A Canadian father lost custody of his kids because he was too fat. Weighed 360 pounds. Now, his head weighed 500 and something. He'd lost nearly 200 pounds in an attempt to gain back custody of his children. They still took his children away. Didn't just put them in foster care so if he lost the extra weight they're demanding, he could go get them. They put his two boys up for adoption. Too fat. Too fat. Look it up. I will put the article, the link in here. Too fat to have children. What next? Eat only broccoli? Here's another one that I just think is incredible. This is about 10 minutes long, but it's an incredible story. These are bulldozers at this and a SWAT team at this mother's house to take a 13-year-old because the mother refused to put her on medication that made her very ill.
Present CCHR Commissioners Danny Masterson and Ethan Suplee.
CCHR's co-founder, Dr. Thomas Oz, a professor of psychiatry, coined the term the therapeutic state. It is defined as the marriage between government and psychiatry for social control. Dr. Zaz stated, although we may not know it, we have in our day witnessed the birth of the therapeutic state. This is perhaps the major implication of psychiatry as an institution of social control. Today, the therapeutic state exercises authority and uses force in the name of health. He also said that the founding fathers could not have anticipated that an alliance between medicine and the state would then threaten personal liberty and responsibility exactly as they had been threatened by an alliance between church and state. Psychiatric coercion includes kidnapping, forcing people into institutions, and treating them against their will. As Saz further states, the recipient of psychiatric medication who refuses to avail himself of its benefits is persecuted and punished by agents of the therapeutic state. The result is the destruction of personal liberty.
Our final award winner, Marianne Godbaldo, experienced firsthand the effects of the therapeutic state when she chose to take her daughter off an antipsychotic drug. Marianne had reluctantly agreed to administer this drug to her daughter, Ariana, under the condition she could take her off of it at her own discretion. Once Marianne witnessed the drug's harmful effects, she worked with a physician to wean her daughter off the drug and pursue non-drug solutions. This decision, however, did not sit well with the psychiatrists advising Child Protective Services. They responded to Marianne's refusal to drug her daughter with the full force of the therapeutic state. If the TV footage you are about to see looks like it was taken from the war in Afghanistan, think again. It was Detroit, Michigan. This is Marianne Godbaldo's story.
Their home.
State officials came to the house to remove the daughter from the home. That's according to a family member out here on the scene.
Godbaldo came to the attention of Child Protective Services after she decided to stop giving her 13-year-old controversial antipsychotic medication.
The mom refuses to give her daughter medication because the drugs caused her to become violent.
The Department of Human Services attempted to take the child from the mother.
Godbaldo barricaded herself in her home, and this lasted 10 hours.
Marianne was hauled up to prison for 5 days. Ariana is now at a pediatric psychiatric facility where Godbaldo claims she's being abused. Community groups have rallied on behalf of the family, saying parents should decide their children's medical treatment.
A mother took a stand today defending her rights as a parent.
At the heart of it is the question, who decides what the best medical care is for a child, the government or the parent? The most egregious problem with the Godbaldo order is the fact that no judge reviewed the document that can change the course of a child's life. Probation officers rubber stamp presiding Judge Leslie Kim Smith's signature onto the removal orders. This is testimony that child advocates call shocking.
That was a devastating, harmful drug that should not be prescribed for this child. And no one looked at that. There are a multitude of lawsuits against the pharmaceutical company of Risperdal right now.
So you felt essentially they were putting poison in your daughter's body?
Psychotic medication is poison.
She was just trying to protect her daughter when police came to her door.
It was terrifying, but I kept my composure because I knew that my daughter's life and her future was at stake. I did it because I wanted to save my child.
And let me tell you, she's not giving up this fight.
Eliana from her mother's home back in March of this year was unconstitutional.
After months of fighting, Marianne Godboldo left court with an order to finally take her daughter home. Today, the judge ruled it was a parent's job, not the state, to oversee medication, claiming a victory for parents everywhere.
I ask that you please welcome a true heroine in the fight against the therapeutic state, Marianne Godboldo.
Very tough mother, very tough decision. But even if it's the rights of the health of your children, your rights as a parent, your right to be overweight, you know, how much is overweight? Do you have to be anorexic? They can say anything because, as it comes out now, in Obamacare, they can make you buy broccoli. They can make you buy anything. Here's another one. It's just an article, but it's about a pastor who wanted to have Bible studies in his home with a few of his friends. I guess there is a YouTube I see here. But you can't do activities in the privacy of your own home, even a Bible study. So religious freedom is being attacked. And I think a lot of these are test cases to see how much people will take. Arrest Proof Yourself is another link that we'd like for you to go back and look at. This is a 22-minute one, so we don't have time for it, but go to brasscheck.tv.com, and I'm going to put the link up. If somebody would put it over in Blog Talk, I would appreciate it in the chat there. So here's the link. We had Mr. Carson on our show. He does have a wonderful, down-to-earth, very practical book of things to do. But I think it's incredible that you can't even have a Bible study. It wasn't parking. It wasn't a problem with too many people. It was a small group, but they didn't want Bible study happening in someone's home, even if it was a weekly Bible study on Thursday. This guy got fined $12,000 and sentenced to 60 days in jail. A Phoenix pastor named Salman, S-A-L-M-A-N. He appealed the penalties to the U.S. District Court, but in June, a federal court dismissed the case, ruling that the lower federal court had already heard and dismissed his complaint because he had failed to first exhaust his state-level legal options. So any kind of little manipulative point. Now, when we first started this, we started with a quote from Thomas Jefferson, and we put it up on the screen here. And it says, "A government afraid of its citizens is a democracy. Citizens afraid of government is tyranny." Thomas Jefferson. I totally believe that. In the meantime, I have been sent information. If I can move it over to show. Now, I have tried to open this twice. I have tried to open Ron Paul's speech on the Senate floor about assassinations. And people, it comes up with an Obama speech. And I think they must have it on rotation. See if I can get this open for you. It comes up on...
I think these guys need to go back to school and look at their compasses and figure out that the border is 50 miles south.
Oh, this is just one. But go look at this. How many checkpoints, not at the border. Video, man refuses to comply with internal checkpoints. I think that's the one that we want to look at. I hope there's not a commercial up front. Man refuses to comply with internal checkpoints. Using the excuse of attempting to apprehend illegal immigrants, Border Patrol agents have set up a network of unconstitutional checkpoints inside the United States. In this video clip, informed citizen Stephen Anderson provides a sterling example of how to stand up for your rights and prove that such checkpoints are unenforceable because they violate the Fourth Amendment. Yes, this is the one I was sent. This is a man sitting in his car, got one arm out the window, talking to two green uniformed patrol guards. It looks like as if their job isn't hard enough for the government to send them out on stupid assignments like this. Looks like he's driving over some puddles.
Good.
You a U.S. citizen?
That's my business.
Well, it's our business to ask. Are you a U.S. citizen or not?
You can ask.
That's fine. And you have to answer me. Well, I'm going to have to stand here until you can either tell me that you're
Well, I don't have to answer you because I have rights as an American.
Sir, go ahead and pull over there. We're behind that other vehicle if you'd do me a favor.
No thanks. I'd like to just go on my way.
You can go on your way since you tell me if you're a U.S. citizen.
Well, you know, I didn't know that I have to go around proving that I'm a citizen. Do I need to, like, show my papers, like the Nazis, or... I'm not... Am I immigrating somewhere, or... Is this Mexico, or... Huh? Well, let me ask you this. You know, is this Nazi Germany now? I have to show my papers?
Yes or no. You can either answer it or we can continue here until we figure out whether you're a citizen.
Well, you know what's more simple is the fact that my freedom is a little more important than you seem to think. And that, you know, setting up checkpoints where people have to prove that they're a citizen is not something that America is supposed to be about. So I'm not sure if you understand that.
He doesn't want to tell me a citizen.
Well, I'm just driving down the road here, and I've been stopped for some reason, and I'm, you know. No, thank you.
I want you to pull up secondary papers.
No, thanks. I want to go free on my way.
Okay.
I'm, you know, here I am just going about my own business, and, you know, I don't need to stop at a checkpoint where I have to prove who I am, because this is America. You know, and correct me if I'm wrong, did I stumble into Mexico, or... Is it still United States? Okay, well then therefore I should have the freedom to travel unmolested. Because I'm in America here. So.
Well, go ahead
and go where?
Keep going on the road.
Okay, see you later.
That was the first checkpoint. Now it happened in two more checkpoints.
Could you pick up a call?
Yes, sir.
Essentially the same thing happened. That is just absolutely incredible. Well, as far as I'm concerned. So we've had things about our children, things about being assassinated, things about being stopped by cops, by being forced to have a catheter rammed down your penis to get a urine sample when there's really no cause for it. They signed their own warrant here. You begin to look at all of this and it's being ignored. Got a chat here. All this stuff about Chinese bridges are being ignored from even the people in San Francisco. They're just not putting it on the news. Submission and control. So while Alex Jones and Mike Adams and other people are out there Jeff Rentz, teaching you how to stand up for your rights, I think where they really get us to comply, well, one of the biggies, I shouldn't say the only one, you go to the hospital, they have a right to give you vaccinations at their discretion. You get jailed, arrested, even if you aren't guilty, they have a right to vaccinate you. People are so disgruntled with Obama and Obamacare and Obama executive orders that we're turning into a police state, just like you saw here. And then there's some people sitting back, Obama just wants the best for everyone. Now you look at Nancy Pelosi, who says, we got to get these people back to work. We need their tax money. I feel like a chicken or a cow in a farmer's yard. I'm fed what they give me. They take my milk. They take my calf. They take my eggs. They do with what they want, and I get fed enough to keep going. If my pen is dirty, they really don't care. If I lose my house, they really don't care. It's the people here, 500 and some people in Congress are making these rules, being ruled by lobbyists like Jack Abernoff. We can start at a local level and visit our local people, even the city or town commissioners. Visit them and see that they are honest, good, integral people that can't be bought off by some kind of interest group. Big Pharma, PHARMA. Vaccinations. Look at Finland and Italy and parts of India. Italy just ruled in court that MMRs cause autism. How come the United States, who's supposed to be the biggest and the brightest forever, is so far behind? They're not really behind. They're ahead in greed. If I can get the government, if I can pay Jack Abernoff to pay a senator to vote for Obamacare to force vaccinations, we can create a lot of sick kids. So we have a sick population that won't be aware enough to vote against us. You know, Bruce Lipton says in his book, if a cell is having to fight for its health, it cannot be part of the whole and join in the community known as the body. That's where we're heading, people. The news doesn't pay much attention to this, but we are, and we can. With this whole series of programs. Now, somebody called the other day and they said, I'm in the Guardian, but why should I pay to be in the Guardian when she's giving everything away? Well, one, the people only get it for 30 days. You've got it for a year or more if you're turning in case studies. Yes, somebody's writing in the uniforms for the U.S. Olympic team were outsourced. Corporations want the best for their stockholders. They don't care about outsourcing. True. The news, except Fox, is letting Obama get away with outsourcing, with illegally being the president, with writing unconstitutional law. There are taxes upon taxes upon taxes. And if we don't pay them, we go to jail. There are silly rules that have nothing to do with common sense. Why can't a pastor have 12 of his friends over in his basement and have a Bible study? They keep spending. We keep getting burned. Do you know there's taxes to earn money? You have to pay taxes when you earn a dollar. Then you have to pay taxes again when you spend a dollar. Same thing with the company that got your dollar. They're paying tax on it again. So $1 is being taxed again and again and again and again. Tax to drive on the highway. And by the way, do you know who ups and downs gas prices? The government, by the tax that they charge. Looking at the federal government, they're collecting about 50 cents a gallon. How many gallons of gasoline sold in the U.S.? 50 cents a gallon. They control the price of gasoline. Tax to own a car, ride in a plane, ride on a bus, ride on a train, smoke cigarettes, stay in a hotel, make a telephone call. There's a tax, they tried this, I don't think it went through, on cow flatulence. They wanted $50 per head because cows have a lot of gas, and they add to the problems with the ozone. Poppycock, look at all of the millions of buffaloes that were here before we got here and polluted the place. Attacks to have a garden, to have a plumber over, to have employees, to get hurt, to go to a movie, and on and on and on and on, so they can put the money in their pocket, spend it their way with bulldozers and a SWAT team to go collect a 13-year-old. What are they going to do if she refuses? Kill her? Run her over? Chop her up with a bulldozer? That's too stupid to comprehend. We live in an upside-down world. This was sent to me by Dr. John Apsley. We live in an upside-down world when you can get arrested for expired tags on your car, but not for being in the country illegally. You live in an upside-down world when your government believes that the best way to eradicate trillions of dollars of debt is to spend trillions more that you don't have. Upside-down world when the Supreme Court of the United States can rule that lower courts cannot display the Ten Commandments in their courtroom while sitting in front of a display of the Ten Commandments. When children can forcibly be removed from parents who appropriately discipline them, while children of underprivileged drug addicts are left to rot in filth-infested cesspools. When working-class America pay for their own health, while unmarried women are free to have children, child after child, on the state's dime, while never being held responsible for their own choices. When the government's plan for getting people back to work is to provide 99 weeks of unemployment checks to not work. You know, there's a big scam, too, that they're sending these checks to dead people, to people in prison. It's upside down when politicians think that stripping away the amendments to the Constitution is really protecting the rights of the people. We live in an upside down world when the rights of the government becomes more important than the rights of the individual. When parents believe the state is responsible for providing for their children. When you live in an upside down world, you pay your mortgage faithfully, denying yourself the biggest TV screen, while your neighbor defaults on his mortgage while buying phones, TVs, cars, and the government forgives his debt and reduces his mortgage, but not yours. You know when you live in an upside-down world when being stripped of the ability to defend yourself makes you feel safe. When you have to have your parents' signature to go on a field trip, but not to get an abortion. Oh, that's a biggie one. So what's in our hands that we can control? We are providing the tools here so your health can be in your hands. Help us get this information to the public. Help us get on Alex Jones. Help us get on any show where we can help provide this to everyone. We're out of time. There is a lot more to share and do. It's incredible what is happening. Real quick, I want to show you that there's an alternative school. If you don't want your children vaccinated, there is an alternative, several alternative schools online. They're free. Your children right through your computer. It's a full curriculum. So let's take back that right to have our own children taught the way we want to. One of the people who worked here was taken to court for being an unfit mother because she refused to put her child on Ritalin. And in court, we found out that the school, well, the pharmacies were paying the schools to keep the children on Ritalin. Other people are talking. This is bad. Let's do something about it. Go to naturalnews.com. Mike Adams, it's a great resource for all of this information. MikeAdams.com. naturalnews.com with Mike Adams. Go to nationalvaccineinformationcenter.org with Barbara Lowe Fisher. They will tell you the truth about what is going on. As I said before, we don't have a world of democracy. We have a world of hypocrisy, and it's only the people who are going to be able to straighten all of this out. Thank you for being with us. Please let us know in the future what you would like to hear, what would be best for you, what we can provide. If you know of guests, let us know that also. In trying to bring you information and ideas for a better world and to help you be a better person, be more healthy, to have what you want, we hope that we're adding choice to your life, because that is our desire, to add choice about living, because I think of all things, humans want choice about who they are, what they are, who they can be. And that's being taken away from us. So I certainly appreciate you joining us. And thanks for being here.